From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The National Counterterrorism Center has delivered a new accounting of terrorist incidents worldwide, and the number is higher, way higher, than past tallies. The center now reports there were 3,194 attacks last year. That's compared to 651 attacks, the number the center had previously reported for the exact time period. But officials say the jump stems mainly from a new definition of terrorist acts, and that comparing the new statistics with the old ones is tantamount to comparing apples and oranges. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly was at the Counterterrorism Center for today's briefing, and she joins us now. Mary Louise, first let's go through these new numbers. What are the headlines?
Well, they do at face value show a tremendous jump. More than 3,000 terrorist incidents worldwide last year. More than 28,000 victims, and that counts people killed, wounded, or kidnapped. You'll remember last year, of course, was the terrible train attacks in Madrid, Spain, was the school siege in Beslan, Russia. So those are counted. Also, and this is where the big jump comes in, a huge number of attacks in places that previously would not have been counted. So, for example, Nepal, where there is an indigenous insurgency going on last year that wouldn't have made the list, now it does.
So why make the switch? Why change this definition?
Well, the argument is that the old definition had a number of standards that had to be met before an attack counted as international terrorism, key among them that there had to be some sort of international element to the attack, i.e. that citizens or property of more than one country had to be involved. And that led to some weird cases. An example, last year, two Russian airplanes were downed. Only one was counted as an attack under the international terrorism standards that had been set, and that was because a foreign citizen happened to be aboard one and not the other. An example closer to home, Oklahoma City. That bombing did not make the official U.S. tally of terrorist incidents worldwide because only Americans were involved. And so you can see that there was some arbitrariness involved in the old definition, and this is an attempt to correct things and make it a bit more accurate.
Now, I imagine the other politically charged example would be Iraq. How do you count the attacks there?
Absolutely. And this is key problem of trying to distinguish between what's terrorism and what's an insurgency. In the past, U.S. government terrorism stats only counted incidents where there was a non-Iraqi civilian involved. The new method is going to count both international and indigenous incidents. So in other words, in Iraq, if a non-combatant, if a civilian is deliberately targeted, it doesn't matter anymore what their nationality is, it will be counted. By contrast, attacks on U.S. troops in Iraq still will not make the cut because they are defined as combatants in a warlike situation, so this will attacks on U.S. forces in Iraq still will not make the list.
So now, what's the bottom line here? One of the key reasons for paying attention to these type of numbers is to measure progress in the war on terror. Can we tell from these new stats where we stand in terms of the war on global terrorism?
Well, the officials briefing today at the National Counterterrorism Center wouldn't go there. They insist this is apples and oranges, and the closest that we reporters could get them to answering that question was to say that these statistics will be a really important tool for future comparisons, and that it would be completely fair game next year, now that they've got this new definition in place, to look at, say, civilian attacks on Iraqis and judge, well, are they going up or are they going down? So they feel like they have a baseline they can work with. The other point that officials would make is that numbers alone can't definitively answer, is terrorism worldwide getting better or worse? There may be years, for example, where a terrorist group, Al-Qaeda, for example, is gathering strength, is getting organized, but it's not necessarily carrying out a lot of attacks. And so the statistics don't reflect that.
But they say that these year's statistics, I guess, will set the benchmark.
They will exactly be a benchmark for a future comparison.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly, thanks so much.
You're welcome.